Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Hey, welcome back, y'all. We are back with Dr. Young talking more about screen time for our little ones. Earlier this week, we talked a lot about the introduction of what screen time was, the types of different screen time that can be introduced to our children, and at what ages and strategies in introducing screen time to your little ones. Now we're going to get into, you know, a lot of what can happen if we give them too much, y'all. But don't take it, you know, with a grain of salt. I have definitely been guilty of giving my kids too much screen time. And I know intuitively, this is probably too much, but it's probably fine. And so this is actually, even researching this topic and like preparing for this conversation with Dr. Young has been like kind of made me feel like guilty inside. And that's not the intent. Knowledge is power though. So like, you know, take what you will with it and modify or not modify accordingly. But we're just going to get into like science and actual like studies around some of the effects, negative and positive, maybe there's some positive effects that screen time can have on our little ones. So this is, I put this in my stories, and this is like a hot topic. People really wanted to know like, is like what happens if they have too much screen time? Like what are signs that they're addicted? So I want to pause because one thing that you had stated, I think on one of your posts or somewhere I saw, of how you equated like screen time as like an actual addiction, right? Or like that kids can like kind of develop like addictive qualities when it comes to screen time. And I know we'll talk about this more too with our social media older kids, but like, is it possible for young little kids to be like addicted to screen time? And what does that mean when you say addicted to screen time when it comes to little kids?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what post you're referencing.
Yeah.
I would hesitate to say they are truly addicted.
Okay.
At that age. And the reason basically is because of the definition of addiction. So
right.
Be truly addicted to something, you have to have compulsive use that interferes with your function, either at home or in relationships or school. And you also have the inability to stop using whatever the substance or the behavior is. So the reason I hesitate to use it is because kids are controlled by their parents, right?
Got
so,
it.
Like you're going to go to school because your parents are going to send you to school, and you know, you're going to stop using it because we're going to take it away from you. So they can't quite actually fulfill those criteria. And there's also not enough research yet about behavioral addiction, because this would be a behavioral addiction versus a substance addiction.
Yeah.
In these younger ages. So I do think there needs to be more research, because I do think for sure that they can develop addictive types of behaviors that lead to problems. So it's a continuum, but addictive behaviors would be appropriate.
That's super helpful. And like, I think we'll get more into maybe what that like true addiction looks like if they get older. But I'm glad that you're making that distinction now, like, because it's not like your kid's addicted to something, like your little 2-year-old, like, no, they're children and they're going to act out and act like they like are losing their life.
Yeah.
And give them a blue cup over a red. Like that doesn't mean that they're addicted to the blue cup. You know what I mean? So I love that you made that distinction there. So, but like, what are then some of like the actual like negative effects that you have seen or know about for too much screen time in little brains?
Yeah. So a lot of studies will show a link between too much screen time and language acquisition in life. So there's definitely a correlation between language. Again, I mean, if you look at the studies, and there's lots and lots of studies, it's a dose response relationship. So the more screen time a child gets over a long period of time, the more that it's going to interfere with all facets of their development. So it's language, it's gross and fine motor, because they're not doing other things,
right.
Their social skills, all of these things. I mean, it all really makes sense. And, you know, you could go over 100 studies that all sort of say the same thing. And that is, if your child is sitting alone for too long in a day, engaged in a screen, then they are not doing the other things that a child needs to do to develop in a healthy way. So we just need to be mindful that, you know, a little bit of screen time is okay. But when we get into the 2-3 hour plus a day as a habitual thing, we're going to run into problems in one or multiple of these domains. Like it just makes sense.
Yes. That makes so much sense. And I love how you say a habitual thing, because like there's been times like my family, my husband plays a lot in Hawaii, which is like, I think like a 10, 12, I don't even know how hour flight for us. Mm-hmm. So when I brought the girls, I was going solo with my oldest was there too, but he was, you know, in his bra era, but I was busting out the screen a lot just because I was just like, I just need them to sit still. Yeah. Survival mode on an airplane that's that long, where a toddler can't really run around. You do what you got to do. So it's survival mode. But it's just like, once it becomes like a habitual thing that you do all the time, you just got to be mindful of the fact that there is going to be an effect and potentially a consequence. And you should like just be aware of that.
For sure. And I think that's why routine is so important. Yes. And I mean, obviously on a plane is not, that's out of routine.
Right.
Day-to-day routine, having, I mean, kids thrive off of predictability and routine, right? So if they know, like at the age of 3, where they have a little bit more free will and they're going to start pushing you on these things, if they know, like, no, we don't get screen time before school. Yeah. Or like, it's going to make your life easier and their life easier. And then you also can control it better that way.
Yeah. That's so, and Dr. Young and I were kind of speaking a little bit about, I'm kind of jumping around about this prior to reporting, but like, I have a good friend that they decided, like they used to give them their kids like a little bit of screen time every day, like after school. And at some point they just said none during the week at all, only on the weekends. And it took a little while, but once they realized they just don't get it on the weekends, they weren't like itching for it to happen. And same with little kids. It's like, if they know, like, for instance, when my husband was on tour this past month, there was a time where like, we normally never do it at meals, but there was a time where I was like, listen, sit down, here's a screen. And as we transitioned back, we stopped doing that. But there was a couple of days where like, can I watch? When we got down to breakfast, it's like, no, this is not a thing we do. I just did it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I had to just like reteach them. Like, that's not the routine. So just to your point about like routines and expectations, like it's teaching your child, like there's expectations around being somewhere that we don't have screens or not to expect screens at certain, like all the time, because they learn really fast.
Yeah. And I try to tell parents too, like if they're used to getting, like, let's say you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I want to scale back. Like, I think it
would
be, you know, your life is going to get harder before it gets better. And that's normal. And I think sometimes parents feel that resistance from their kids when they're trying to pull back. And some kids are more strong-willed than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're putting up a real fuss day after day, you might just, it's easier to be, oh, okay, fine. But if you hang in there and stay consistent, like they do go through a little bit of withdrawal, and that's normal. And so just stay with it. You'll get there. And honestly, the other side, it's better. It's better.
Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, this is so funny because Dr. Young and I were talking about this a little bit earlier too, but again, husband was gone and I've given my kids like a lot more screen time. I just out of survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And if I really, really reflect, I don't want to say, but it was probably a lot for me versus them needing it. I noticed myself even before they would ask, like knowing that I needed to get something done. So I would do it. And like, it became, we won't talk about it, but it was something that I was doing a lot more than when he's here and can help or with someone else to help. So anyways, even at my children go to daycare twice a week. And so my twin B, God bless her, she just had been so like more temperamental about everything. Like I would give them the wrong color or something, or, you know, normal toddler tantrums, but they would last so much longer and like be so much more extreme, like laying on the ground screaming for like 20 minutes over, like I put the Thomas the Train down in the wrong spot. And like, normally it just wasn't that extreme. And even at school, at daycare, they were like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm like, I think it's because daddy's gone. And I think there was something to do with that. Like, yeah, out of routine, dad was gone. But anyways, long story short story long, when he got back, it's only been 3 days now. Okay. But we've been screen free for 3 full days. And he's also been home. So I can't say like what the exact variable was, yeah, but like 180. And she's closer with me than she is with her dad. So it's like, she loves daddy, but it's not like, okay, finally my favorite person's back, but it's just been a 180. And there was like, I want to watch like times of her, like remembering when she would watch something and asking, and then she would forget about it and then just go play with her sister. So all to say, I'm only on day 3, y'all. Maybe day 4, I mess up. I don't know, but I'm just saying there's been 3 full days. No screens, and I've seen a difference, and it was really hard, like the first 48 hours, and it's probably still going to be hard, but I'm just noting something that I personally experienced.
Well, and so, it's you and so many other people. Like, it, yeah, is so incredible how these technologies change the kids so quickly. Like, I see it in my own, yes, house too, and it's wild. And I think unless you're, again, like, aware of all of these things and mindful and kind of paying attention to it, you might just not make that connection. And a, mm-hmm, lot of people start to use screens to combat, mm-hmm, behavior, right? And that's a whole other thing we can get into. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And I think another thing I realized with my twins, or at least with my twin B, is that like, she just was less interested in doing like fun activities, like just playing.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like it's cool to her anymore. Like, she used to love this ball pit. We have a freaking ball pit that I have to clean up. Okay. I put the whole ball pit down here. You got to play in it for like more than five. She just, it would last like 30 seconds and she wanted to walk. Like, I saw these little things and I know this is like not like your like expertise, but I did see something on probably Instagram or TikTok. I think it was the Caring Parent posted a video about how there's a correlation between like kids potentially being ADHD and like the volume of screen time that they like consume, and like how earlier onset that ADHD might get diagnosed. Have you like come across any studies like that? Or are you familiar with that correlation at all?
Yeah, for sure. And so I think there's two parts to the, okay, the ADHD question. And one of them is that if you have a child who does have ADHD, you know, they're born with it, they've got it, those kids lack dopamine. So they seek dopamine. Mm-hmm. So they're actually going to be much more likely to love screens and to get addicted to screens as they age, because it gives them this dopamine. So they get roped in really easily. So you got to watch those kids, because kids with ADHD also need a great deal of physical activity to discharge all of that excess, energy that they tend to have. So it's a really double-edged sword in that regard. And then if you take a child that does not, let's say, have ADHD, and you give them lots and lots of screen time, they can develop ADHD-like symptoms. There was actually a Canadian study that I came across that showed that kids who between 3 and 5 were exposed to 2 or more hours a day of screens versus kids who got 30 minutes or less. So, okay, 2+ hours versus 30 minutes or less. They showed more hyperactivity, inattention, oppositional behavior, and they were sevenfold more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD after age. So,
wow.
Yeah. And again, it makes sense. They're like, as you were talking about with the YouTube before, you know, they're going from this.
Oh my gosh.
Like their attention spans become nothing. They're also not being taught and modeled self-regulation for their emotions and behaviors because they're on the screens. So therefore they're more oppositional and defiant and all those things.
Ah, it's so true. It's, I mean, it sucks that it's true.
Yeah.
Like it is easier sometimes just to put on, but like it's true. I see it. And like it's something that I think like the more you know, like it's gonna make your job as a parent harder. It like might be an easy fix for a lot of things now, but in the long run, and we'll get to that next week, just like it can make your job harder when it gets into the really formative years of like your child's life as they transition into adulthood or become the humans that they're going to be. It just makes it that much harder. Okay. So what we kind of talked about, like some good forms of screen time or better forms where it's, like beneficial to FaceTime and it's beneficial to be interactive with your child, or it's better to like somehow, like we talked about how the clicking the YouTube, that's almost like, no, like if not no, but that's going to be a very different consequence than like interactive forms or FaceTiming kind of forms of screen time. Are there other benefits to like children having access to screen time early? Or is it better to just be like screen free if you can? I know this is like a kind of touchy topic for some moms too.
Yeah. I mean, I think screen free, if that's something that parents feel really strongly about and they want to do that, I think that's great. Like, but that's not going to be the reality for everyone.
Yeah.
You have to be okay with that and accept that, you know, you've got twins and sometimes no husband, like, you know, like let's
struggling.
We've got to be realistic. And so, there are some benefits to screen time. Yes. As we talked about the video chatting, you know, using apps or video to like dance and sing together, get some physical activity. Even when your kids get a little bit older, like playing video games together can be beneficial actually to socialization, and some learning too.
And then I know this is like not your, like your specialty, but like I've seen or I've heard studies around just if your child, and again, go to your pediatrician. This is like not, don't listen to this and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. But like, if you have a developmental delay or like nonverbal, like I've seen like kids sometimes use screens 100%. And that can be beneficial in that regard.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Like kids who, I mean, the most common example would be a severely autistic child who cannot communicate verbally. Yeah. You know, the fact that there is now technology that allows them to communicate, like that's amazing. That's right.
Huge. Right.
And that's again, one of those nuances where that child is not going to fit into these guidelines because it's a different scenario, but for sure. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So there are positive like things with screen time. We talked about a little of the negative as well. So like for the parents who are screen free, I have like a couple of close friends that are, I'm like, God bless you. I can't, I'm trying to, I told you like 72 hours or however, like 3 days I'm in, I'm going to try and go on this run, but that's not like something that's very important to me to like cut out all screens. It is important for me to cut back.
Yeah.
And so what could that look like for a parent to littles? Is it like, like, could you give me an example? Is it just like taking, like, how would you give advice to someone's like, I just want to at least cut back. Where do I start?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could kind of examine your day and see where you feel in the day that the screens are causing the most trouble. So I'll speak from personal experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with our 5-year-old, he is a strong-willed child. And we've had to kind of change course multiple times with him. Mm. And so when, I don't know how long ago, I don't know, for a couple, at least a year now, we stopped doing any screens in the morning before school. That was because that was the worst time of day. I'm alone when I get my kids ready to go. And he would be watching TV and just absolutely lose his mind when we had to go to school. Right. And so that was a huge fight every day, right? And so that was where we started. We're like, nope, we're just not doing it anymore. And there was a period of, I don't know, it probably dragged on for like 2 weeks where he was like, I want to watch a show. And it was just like, no, we're not doing that anymore. And he got over it. And now he rarely asks. And when I say no, he just moves on. Like it's over. Yeah,
right.
So that's where we pulled back first. And then we also pulled back on iPad. He never got a lot, but again, for him, like it was just too stimulating. He couldn't handle it, freaked out when it was taken away. Yeah. I think, you know, sometimes there's a narrative too that like we just have to weather the storm with the tantrums about screens and strategize around how to make those less severe. But, you know, kind of going through this with my own kids, I'm like, well, if your child is consistently upset about something around screen time, it's becoming a power struggle for you and them. You're getting upset. They're getting upset. Is it maybe that they're just not developmentally ready for that screen time right now in that amount or whatever it may be? And maybe it's better to just remove it and say, you know, we have to try something different, and you can tell them that. But at these young ages, it is a lot easier to pull back now than to pull back later. Like, trust me.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
No.
We're going to get into that. We are totally going to get into that. And that's so helpful. And I like that you made the distinction, like observe your child. Every child's different. Observe like when or how they're reacting, or when like a really hard part of the day might be for them. Because even like one benefit for having twins, I realized like my twin B, as I said, is much more engaged with screen time and much more affected by it than my twin A. She'll watch it for a little bit and she might walk away. Like she just not naturally just like, okay, I'm over it, and like wants to do something else. Whereas twin B will not leave. And she was the one that was most like emotionally affected when we took it away. So for our household, when cutting back, like the fact that I've done like 3 days, like cold turkey, that was helpful for what we needed. Because her not knowing that it's coming at all was, I think, is better. And we might like introduce it in less than we were before, less than I was doing the month that my husband was gone, which was like definitely like over like an hour or two. Like it was getting to the point where I was like, okay, I'm giving them way too much. But it was good to do it cold turkey, I think, for my twins at first, where they're not expecting it. And maybe it's a sweet treat where it's absolutely necessary. Like we're somewhere and it's just out of routine. And so now they're associating out of routine, maybe I get screen time, versus like I get it in routine and I'm expecting it every day at home. So just like reiterating, like observe your child, know your child, and kind of like, you know, act accordingly. You know best as a parent.
Exactly. And there's so many approaches. I mean, some people will do like one screen-free day a week.
Right.
Or, you know, no screens on weekends, or just have a routine that they can get used to. Another thing I was going to say is for some kids, they might be okay with some screen time, but there's like a point where you notice that they start to get a little bit jittery and a little irritable and a little, so your signal, like cut them off a little bit before that.
Yeah. It's almost like getting like, it's almost like, you know, with little kids that, you know, they're reaching, like they're going to be overly tired and you like want to leave the party before it becomes a disaster. Like I got to get them home. Like, oh, they're fine. No, you understand. I got like a couple minutes. They look good. If I don't get them in bed, they're going to lose it. It's just similar. We know that. We know when that's coming. So trust that gut and intuition.
Yes.
I love this so much. So is there any like final piece of advice? Again, we're going to be talking to Dr. Young a lot, y'all. She's coming back next week to talk about the older or social media smartphone effect of things. But is there any like piece of advice or takeaway that you would give parents to little kids who are starting their screen time journey? We've said a lot, but maybe anything else.
I feel like, I mean, to summarize, I just feel like we need to be mindful. We have enough guilt in our lives. Moms feel guilt about everything. If you're feeling, you know, quite guilty about screens, then it might be that is telling you something and that maybe a change needs to happen. But I think we just need to use common sense, be mindful, do your best. And the overarching theme here is screen time is some screen time is okay, provided that you've checked in every day and, and has my child's developmental needs been met in other ways? So are we spending time together, engaging in real life, hugging, touching, talking?
Yes.
Have they been outside to play? Have they had time to be bored? Because this is something we didn't really touch on, but using screens to combat boredom and tantrums is, those are two things I really would love for parents to take away to try not to do, because we are seeing a generation of children growing up that don't know how to sit with their feelings and be bored. And so that is a problem. So we need to allow for free, alone time, uninterrupted play for our kids and avoid giving them a screen to do that.
That's so huge. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because yes, I think a lot of parents, I've been guilty of this as well. Like if they're bored, like I don't have the time or what I'm doing something, I'm like, okay, here, just do you want to watch something? Of course the answer is yes. And I get to do whatever I need to do. If they're having a full blown tantrum and maybe we're out at a restaurant or in public, I'm like, okay, here, you know, and
no, that could be
different. That's different. I feel like restaurants, whatever. I'm going to still do that because it's just whatever. But like maybe at home or where like somewhere that you, a lot of times screens come out, I feel like, when you're feeling triggered or stressed about something. And a lot of times those triggers happen when our kids are bored, upset, throwing, like that's just the natural occurrence of things. And so to maybe be a little bit more mindful of like, it's okay to do that, I guess, if, as you need, but just be mindful if you're doing it. Be mindful of like, I'm making this conscious decision to do this. And they're,
again, like not making things habitual, right?
Yes.
And kids will complain and then they won't like feeling bored. So they'll get over it and they will, you give them like 15 minutes and they will go find something to
do. Yeah. That was like, okay, I grew up in the 90s. I was a 90s kid, bored in the 80s. Like we were bored and we figured stuff out. It was fun to be bored, not fun, but like you just be, that's like when some of the magic happens of like, you find out who you are, your imaginative player.
And I think that one of the most rewarding things as a parent is actually seeing what your kids get up to when they're bored. Like it's just so much more rewarding watching them do a, like really cool things versus watching them watch TV.
Which is like what YouTube is now. Anyways, we'll get into that. Like watching people watch things. You know, thank you so much, Dr. Young. I know this is like, we're going to be talking next week about our smartphones and our social media, but for those of you who are just listening to this little screen time episode, let us know where our listeners can find you and follow along.
So I'm on Instagram. My handle is the Smartphone Effect MD. And that's where you can find me. I post little tips and tricks.
And I love, that's how I found her. And I was slid into your DMs. I was like, yes, I'm down. Well, anyways, y'all, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of That's Been Mama Podcast.
Peace.